Football season is beginning. The kids are back in school, and things at work are getting back to their normal pace. All signs that we've marked the unofficial end of summer. In many ways, this time of year fills local author Anita Diamond with dread. But this year, she's discovered a new way to think about the change of seasons.
Last spring, I promised myself I would savor the summer day by day with the mantra, "Be here now." But now that September has arrived, the fall field crickets are calling time, and as usual, they've triggered the onset of my annual autumnal melancholy. Winter is coming. Woe is me. I spend the best part of my summer on Cape Ann, the fist-shaped peninsula just north of Boston. The crickets are insistent and incessant there. From midsummer until the first frost. They sing all day and all night for months, with only a pause around dawn when the birds make themselves known. I suppose I ignore the relentless daytime chirp the way I tune out supermarket Muzak. But by late summer, it seems to me there's more urgency to the cricket's song. Come nightfall, they hold center stage. The crickets are interrupted only rarely by the whooshing of an occasional car or the voice of a Red Sox broadcaster floating through a window calling balls and strikes. But mostly it's crickets filling the air with a high-pitched, shrill pulse that makes the night seem to vibrate. On cool nights, the tempo slows to the pace of a lullaby. But when heat and humidity remain high, the sound throbs from all sides. A nearby bush seems to include some separate voices, but the Meadows chorus is as tight as the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Sometimes it sounds to me like they're screaming, but it turns out that couldn't be further from the truth. The cricket song is an invitation from male to female crickets in what might be their version of the Marvin Gaye slow jam, "Let's Get It On." I've been really trying, baby. I love fall in New England. I tell out-of-town friends to visit in September or October, not only for the foliage, but for the freshness of the air and the late afternoon light. And still, September crickets have always sounded like a warning knell. But then it came to me, on a perfect night in late August, drunk on the ambrosia of local tomatoes and corn, I heard the crickets singing as a serenade rather than a dirge, and it made me smile. Rebranding does not quell the inner sigh. Here come the boots and wool socks. But I do have a choice. And you know, it feels like a reprieve.
The falling leaves by the window, the autumn leaves, red and gold.
Author Anita Diamond is a regular contributor to WBUR's Ideas and Opinion page. You can read her essay and many more at WBUR.org.
I used to old, since you went away, the days grow long. And soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start. Qui m'aimait, moi qui t'aimais. mais la vie sépare ceux qui s'aiment tout doucement, sans faire de bruit. Et la mer efface sur le sable les pas des amants. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear.